Okay, today's daf is Bikurim, daf Yud Beis, 12th daf here in Bikurim, as we are in the second parak now in Bikurim, and today's daf is related to the Gemara, the end of the Bavli, Moed Katan, all about issues of Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim, different types of punishments, and this comes from the first halacha in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Parak HaTrumah, the Mishnah said that if a non-Kohen, I shouldn't say that, because it could be even a Kohen that's Tameh. Somebody who's not supposed to eat Bikurim and Truma, eat it, so then they're Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. So what is the source of that? So the Gemara quoted the Psukim, a couple of Psukim, Mishmeres Trumosai, Trumosai is plural, and therefore Bikurim must also be included. And then when it says Mishmeres elsewhere in Parshas Emor, and it mentions Misa Bidei Shamayim there, so it must be that both words include, both concepts included in Mishmeres in Parshas Korach are also included in the Mishmeres in Parshas Emor, and therefore we learn Misa Bidei Shamayim. And then we also quote the Pasuk from Parshas Re'eh on the top of Yud Aleph Mabez, Trumas Yedchem, and we say, what's the Truma of your hands? So that's referring to Bikurim, because of the Pasuk that's quoted, Lokach HaKohen Atenem Miyadecha. The Gemara says, maybe that's talking about Kachim. No, can't be talking about Kachim, because Kachim already has Kares. What do you mean that's Kares? Maybe it gets both. Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Gemara has the great line, V'chiyesh Meis V'chozer V'meis. Could a person die twice? You know, maybe some animals have nine lives, but a person has a life. Well, if a person is there's a misa, there's a misa, so you can't have both. And based on that line, v'chi yesh meis v'chozer v'meis, where do we see that? Because we quoted the brisa that quotes all different ages and what the death of these different ages are called. Somebody dies by 50, that's kares, 52 misa Shmuel Hanavi. And again, we're not translating this at all to any lamaisa ages. Bizman Hazeb, because there are many other factors and many other Mamari Chazal that have to be put together. We're not translating anything. You know, the Arizal and the Ramchal died in their 30s. You know, does that mean that Chas V'Shalom? Nothing. So we're just, in terms of Lumdis, in terms of just the concepts, that's all that we're focusing on right now. So before 50 is Kares, 52 is Shmuel HaNavi, that's how long he lived. 60 is Misa B'dei Shamayim, 70 is Misa of Seva, and 80 is Misa of Zikna. And beyond 80 is, the Gemara calls, Chayetzar. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos has something else to say about that, but so the Gemara here is going through, so how do you know all of these ages? The Gemara went through, how do you know Kares is before 50? Because Kares is the Chshash of the B'nei Kahas, who carry the Aron, if you don't cover it properly, and they do work till 50. So obviously, if we're worrying about Kares, it must be before 50. How do you get, that was the first source. The second source, Rebbe Avin, the son of Rebbe Tancha, Rebbe Trefon, said from a different pshat. Right, it says in Tehillim, you may should say to Shivim Shana Vim Bigvur Shmonim Shana. So Gibor is 80, take off 20 because the first 20 aren't subject to punishment B'dei Shamayim. You know that from the Meraglim. So you start off with 60. The Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Carson, you have that 30. So 30 years one is subject to Kares. You add that to the 20, that the first 20 years of a person's life where they are not punished, so 20 plus 30 equals 50. And that's how you know 50. Good. Now we're up to about 10 lines for the bottom on Yud Aleph Mumbeis. L'chamishim mishtayim misa Shmuel Hanavi. 52 is the death of Shmuel Hanavi, Rabbi Abba, Breder of Papi, Rabbi Yeshua the Sichlim, Shem Rabbi Levi. They say, where do you get this from? So if you look elsewhere, the Gemara tells us that why did Shmuel Hanavi die at 52? Because Hashem didn't want him to see his handiwork getting overthrown. He anointed Shaul HaMelech, and therefore he had to die by a certain age before Shaul lost the Malchus. But here is a different idea. B'chol etzev yehei mosar, with every etzev is like hard work. Yehei mosar, there will be mosar, you'll get a gain or a profit. V'dvar svatayim achlo machsar. But sometimes words cause a lessening, cause to lose something. Chana al yedei sheribsa b'tfilasa, Kitzra b'yamnav shel Shmuel. Because of something that Chana said, maybe Shmuel's life was shortened. Obviously, it doesn't mean this is the only factor and it caused the words. But the Gemara is trying to tell us, give us a message here. Sometimes, if we daven for something too specifically, then it could work against us. Sha'am Rabbi Yashav Shamad Olam, when Chana says, you know, when her husband, when Elkanah is going back up to Shiloh, and she says, right now I have the baby, I'm a little baby Shmuel, let me nurse him, and once he gets weaned, then I'll bring him up to the Mishkan Ad Olam. How long is Olam? So you might say Olam means forever. But Olam sometimes in halachic terms means 50 years. But it means till Yovel. Follow Ein Olam or Ein Olam Shel Levi Ela Chabishim Shana. The foreverness of a Levi working, as we just said, is till 50. Techsev ben Chabishim Shana Yashuv Mitzvah Havoda. So therefore, Shmuel, who was a Levi, right, and she says he should work at Olam, which is the time period of work of a Levi, 50. So that's how Shmuel lived till 52. So the Gemara says 52. Vehon Dilon Chamshin Vitarti. What do you mean 50? He lived till 52. Amar Yossi Barbun Ushtaim Shagamalta. No, the first 2 years don't count. First 2 years when he was being weaned, she says, I'm going to send him there for 50 years. So that's how it went up. We've quoted in the past, we just had a shiur about this a couple of months ago, before Rosh Hashanah, that sometimes we shouldn't daven, even if we don't mean it. Davening, we shouldn't be so specific. Right? The Ksav Sofer says, on the Mishneh Pirkei Avos, Al tas tfilascha keva. Don't make your tefila set. What is set? Don't daven for something so specific that, you know, you don't know if this is exactly what is good, right? What do we say every day? V'kabel barachamim uvratzon es tfilasenu. Hashem, accept my tefila barachamim. I mean, I'm davening for something with words. I'll add in by shomea tefila. But if it's not good for me, feel free to ignore. Feel free to ignore. And that's what we mentioned in that shiur, that on Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to take any chances, that we blow shofar, which is a tefillah without words. Because we say a lot of words, and also we don't want to daven tefillah without words, so just in case these words aren't good for me, you know, feel free to ignore. Hashem, you fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. We quoted from Rav Soloveitchik, where Rav Soloveitchik said, you know, you don't know how hard I davened when I was in school in Berlin, when I was in University of Berlin, that I wouldn't have to go to America. I wouldn't have to go to America. You don't know how hard I davened. Hashem did not listen to my tefillah, Baruch Hashem, in that situation. So that's part of the message of the Gemara here, that we shouldn't be so exacting and specific in our words. The Mishnah Berurah says, even sometimes if you say something, and you don't even mean it, but if you say something, you know, it could sometimes maybe work against us. If you look in the Hilchos Yomim Noraim, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Tav Kuf Pei Beis, the Mishnah says we have to be careful how we pronounce Zachreinu L'chaim. Make sure you say L'chaim, not La'chaim. La'chaim is like Lo'chaim. Right? Zachreinu, remember, L'chaim yomar b'shvatach az alamed. V'lo yomar b'patach, to lo lishtame L'chaim. Klomar, Lo'chaim. U'b'yamim elu she'en yimei din, tzorach l'dakdek u'lefaret heitev tfiloso. One has to be very careful when, you know, when things are on the line. The rest of the year we're not of such a high standard. So in Hashkivenu, but at this time we try to be very careful in how we talk. Right, that's what we say. Also, the Gemara says in Brachas, right, we have to be very midactic when we say Shema. Shema is a mitzvah daraisa, but also we have to make sure we say all the words. Right, b'chol lovavchem. We have to put the break there, but also v'chara af Hashem. Right, and other words that if you put them together, it could have opposite connotations. But how we talk, we should try to kikol alohei amim elilim v'Hashem shamayim asa. Right, we don't want to put Hashem with the elilim. We have to try to be careful. Anyway, that's part of the message here of Chana. But again, obviously, we're not blaming Chana totally, but just there's a message here, right? Chana was the one that davened so hard to get Shmuel born in the first place. Okay, so that's 52. L'shisha miso amor batora. 60 is the misa b'de Shemayim that was mentioned. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yaakov bar Achaksiv. Where do you get 60 from? Misa b'de Shemayim. So you get that from the Dor HaMidbar. Im yira ish ba anashim ha'ela hador hara hazeh. When Hashem promised that the people that were in this door, meaning the Chet of the Meraglim, were not going to see the land. Right? This is the pasuk from Dvarim. We know the beginning of Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats and reviews Jewish history. So he goes over the whole story of the Meraglim towards the beginning. So if they're not going to see, Hagatz b'chab, and no, Sheyatzav in Mitzrayim, but Esrim Shana. Right? There were those that went out of Mitzrayim 20, and the punishment was for anyone between 20 and 60 to not make it. And we assume everybody got the same punishment. Everybody died at the same time. So if there were those that were 20 and they died the last year, and that is 40 years later, vod asam b'midbar abam shana v'meis, Nibs says, Omer, ha'meis l'shishim shana, misa amor b'torah. You assume that's the misa amor b'torah. We assume everybody who was older died earlier. So you might say, some of them b'farshim ask, you know, the Gemara tells, Gemara talks about in Bava Basra, and the Rashi quotes the Medrash there, how every night, every Tisha B'Av night, the people in the Midbar dug their own their graves. And they went to sleep in the grave. And in the morning, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yibadlo Achayim and Amesim. And whoever was still alive came alive. And the others, a little spooky, were not. So shouldn't have, what do you mean? They didn't know, you know, did the person turn 60 this year? You know, that's the, or 59, right? So then it shouldn't have been a mystery. It's a little unclear exactly how to put everything together. But that's what the Gemara seems to say, that 60 was the age. Rashi quotes this. Rashi in Bamidbar quotes this. Rashi says on the pasuk, "B'mispar hayom asher tatam es ha'arbs arboim shana." Arboim shana says Rashi, "Lo meis echad mehem pachos miben shishim." Nobody died at less than age 60. Lakach nigzer arboim. That's why 40 years, besides a year for each day. But kedeshi yu osam shel bnei esrim magim lachal shishim. Because if it was everybody between 20 and 60 was going to be punished, and you weren't going to die before age 60, so that's why you had to be in the Midbar for 40 years, so the ones that left age 20 could be 60. Even though Hashem might have let the last year ones, you know, off, that was the nace of Tu B'Av. Shana Rishona Haisa Bechlav Ava Bisha Kadma L'Shiluach HaMeraglim. And even though he goes through, you're off by a year, because really Meraglim was year 2. And if people were 20, you see it's Mitzrayim, by year 1, a little off by a year, but Rashi talks about it, and maybe it was also connected to the Chet Egel, but it was just delayed, and once they did the Meraglim, they were getting punished for the Egel also. That's Rashi here in Parshas Shlach. And the Gemara adds a Gematria, Viksiv, and the Pasuk says in Eov, Tavo Bekelach Eli Kever. Bekelach is Gematria 60. So that's also a remez to Misa Veshamayim being 60. L'shivim Misa Shel Seva. Switch the gears like we did before. Seva. Yemeshiro Sedebem Shivim Shana. And that's Vimbigvuros Shmonim Shana. Lishmonim Misa Shel Zikna. Dishemar Vimbigvuros Shmonim Shana. Vachin Barzilai Omer LaDavid Ben Shmonim Shana. Noche Yom Ha'eda Bain Tov Lara. Right? 70. The concept of 70 and 80. That's a concept that's brought here in the Gemara. David Malach said it, but that's reflected in many stories. Remember that Gemara in Shabbos Peites in the Bavli, where Yitzchak Avinu is bargaining with Hashem and saying, you know, how much did Klal Yisrael sin anyway? And he did basic math, and he started off with Shivim Shana, Vibigvur Shvanim Shana. But I guess to help us out, he just started with 70 and then took off 20 and took off another 25, if you remember that amazing story. Good. Avar, we switched the Girsa. Avar chamishim va'asa davar shehubi kares. What happened if somebody's older than 50 years old and kares is supposed to be death less than 50? So if he's less than, if he's over 50, he does that. So how does that work? How does that work? Because you're past the age of punishment of kares. So avar chamishim va'asa davar shehubi kares. Achal rav chadi. So what should you do? You should party, right? You should eat a lot and be besimcha. You should have a party. Read the Marafulta. Yochal v'yismach bitmiya. Don't have like, I'm person's older than Kares, so feel free to eat as much chalev as you want and eat as much chametz as you want because, you know, only Kares. So, no. Avar shisin v'asa davar shu ba'ovon misa. If somebody's over 60. You know, I've always wanted to eat truma, you know, but I'm Yisrael. What could I do? So I'll wait till after 60 and then I'll eat a little truma. See what it tastes like. Right, so what? A person should make a party? No bisim b'shamayim. Achal chadi. Right, should he do that? Or, Tani Rav Chanina ben Antigonus, Omer, Zakein, an elderly person, Sha'achal asachelev, v'chimi modienu shehu bihi kares. Who's going to let us know that, no, kares? The question seems to assume that kares has an element of nikar l'rabim. Right, who's going to let us know? Who's going to let us know? Kahada datani, like the Brisa says, where we compare shechila as a Shabbos, which is a punishment of skila, which is nikar l'rabim, meis bihikaris. Right, if somebody doesn't have edim or hasra properly for chilul Shabbos, so then there's kares. So kares compared to skila, both need to be nikar. So ella, so how do you you know, how do you answer that? So there are other ways that Kares and Isa B'nei Shemayim, and these are fulfilled, says the Gemara. Right, we have the classic way, as we just said, but Ela Keni, the following. Hames liyom echan misa shel zam. Right, there are other deaths, and that reflects something connected to these deaths also. If somebody, Rahman al-Aslan, is sick and ill for a day before they die, that's a misa shel zam. They didn't have enough time to, like, ready their estate. Lishnaya misa shel bahala. Right, the two days ill, misa shel bahala, it's confusion. Give me a Torah Chaim on the brachos, the second brachos, Vayechi. Lashai misa shel bahala, l'shlosha meis b'magefa. And after 3 days, that's called magefa. So there are different ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu taking us that a person can be punished even if it's older. Tani Rav Chalafta ben Shaul, meis be'echad, b'shnayim, b'shlosha, b'hikares. All of those are considered kares if they're sick for very short. You know, we look at it usually as somebody didn't suffer. They go quickly. So it's a positive thing in a certain sense. So that's true. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that tzaddik v'yasharhu. He figures everything out, right, in terms of yisurin. But on the other sense, if somebody has time to put their estate in order, that's also a bracha. L'arba l'chamisha misa hadufa. 4 or 5 days, that's called a quick death. L'shisha misa sterech eretz. 6 days ill, that's common. L'shiva misa shel chiba. If you have a whole week, it's chiba. Mikan ve'elach. If it's any longer than that, meis b'yisurin. So then it is considered yisurin. Stop there for a minute. If you look in the first Chizkuni, I think it is, in Parshas Vayechi, the second one, Perak Memches Pasuk Alf, he quotes the Pirkei Derabalazar. Pirkei Derabalazar says, right, on the Pasuk says, V'nei acharei dvar ma'ela, v'yomer liYosef, hinei avicha choleh. Right? Yosef was told, your father is sick. The Pirkei Derabalazar, one of the earliest Midrashim, the Chizkuni quotes it here, points out that this is the first person that was ever sick in history. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was sick. Miyom shenivru shamayim va'aretz. Lohaya adam otesh v'chala mechalyo. Nobody ever sneezed and lived from the time of the Briyas Olam until Yaakov. Ela b'chamakam shahaya o baderach o bashuk v'haya otesh hayanafsho yotza. Wherever a person was, in his bed, on the road, in the marketplace, he sneezed and he died. That's how people used to die in the days of old. Until Yaakov Avinu davened to Hashem and said, Hashem, could you please give us more warning? Right? Oh, Amar Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Al tikach nafshi mimeni ad sha'atzaveh el beisi, ez banai vez b'nei banai. V'nei atar lo. I want to be able to give a last messages. V'nei atar lo. Sh'ne'emar v'yachar edra ma'ela. And that's what happens here. Ani avicha choleh. Shomu kol malchei ha'aretz. Everybody heard about this. V'rugzu v'chalu shelo haya kamo miyom shenivra ha'olam. Lefichach, says the Pirkei Derabalazar. Therefore, chayev adam b'shas itusho lahodos l'kadosh baruch hu shenefach mimavos l'chaim. Whenever a person sneezes and lives, they should give hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the minhag ha'olam is for everyone else to give hodah. Right? And that's why when a person sneezes, we say, God bless you. Or Gesundheit, or Libriut, right? Interesting, that's not said. I know, try to Google it and find out why. Why don't we say anything when a person coughs, or, I don't know, makes any other sound from their mouth inappropriate, or, I don't know, does anything? Only sneezes. Where does it come from? It comes from Pirkei Derabalazar. Right, why do we, in every language, it's to health, right? So everybody else gives a bracha. Pirkei Derabalazar's language is that I should give a bracha. I sneeze, thank you Hashem. Shnei Amar, right? Atisho Sav, Tohel Or. Pasuk in Eov. But so that's this Gemara. This Gemara says when it's too quick, then it's a negative. But again, as we've said, if it's too long, also it's a negative of suffering. We continue. Macham is meimer meis b'shlosha yomim meis b'magefa. Where do you see that if somebody dies after 3 days of being ill, that's called a plague, a magefa, something negative? Chilfi bar brei de Rebbe Yavo, Amar, Shamis kali de Rebbe. I once heard Rebbe giving shir, Darash, and he said the following. Vahi kaseras hayamim, vayigav Hashem es naval, vayamos. Remember, naval was acted in a minuval way. Interesting, some people in Tanakh, you wonder how they got their name. I guess I'll shame ha'asid. Right, Naval Menuval, right, one of the mysteries is also how Abigail ever got to marry him. But Naval Menuval, Sefer Rus probably has the names that reflect the personalities in more than any other Sefer. Right, we have Machlon and Kilion and Elimelech, the Gemara talks about, Boaz, Ploni, Almoni, Rus, the Gemara talks about the names. So all of those names are very substantive in terms of who the person was. But here, so after 10 days, we know Nava was stricken, and after 10 days, he died. Tala, where are the 10 days? Why did he have 10 days? Hashem punished him for what he did to David. Why did he delay 10 days? Tala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiva Simei Evlo, Shel Shmuel. Well, Shmuel, if you do the math, Shmuel died right then, so he didn't want to, you know, cause any different focus than the Shiva of Shmuel. So that's 7. Shel Yisarev Evlo, Ema Tzadik. And then there was 3 extra days. What were the 3 extra days? This halacha. Vasa o shlosha yamim umes b'magefa. Right, so the 3 extra days, that shows. After the 7, there were 3 extra days, so that's called dying in a plague. Rev Chagai b'shem Rev Shmuel bar Nachmin, la aseres yamim ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say la aseres hayamim, which would mean at the end of 10 days, ela ke aseres hayamim, for 10 days. Tala lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asara yamim. That's pretty funny. Thank you. Tala lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu asara yamim, ba'as ka'aseres yamim shmeini rachon liyam kippurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him 10 days of delay, like the aseres yamei tshuva. Shema yaseh tshuva v'lo asa. What does it mean, 10 days? He gave him 10 days to repent. And he did it. That's what the 10 days are, right? So a different shot of where the 10 days came from. If you look in the Bavli, you might remember the Bavli held in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, these were actually the aseres yamei tshuva. Right, these 10 days. It wasn't just like he gave him 10 days, just like Hashem gives us 10 days. But these were the 10 days, says the Gemara there. Elu yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah l'yom HaKippurim. These were the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it wasn't like he was just giving him 10 like, but he was giving him these 10 days in order to be able to do tshuva. Remember the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes that Hashem gives us 10 days to do tshuva, right? The Gemara earlier there in Rosh Hashanah quotes the idea of what the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are. Aseres Yemei Tshuva are days that we are in the middle and we're hanging in the balance, right? We're hanging in the balance. That there are the 3 books that are open, and Tzadikim Gemurim are finished, and Rasham Gemurim are finished, and the Beinonim are Tzluyim Ba'omdim. If we, you know, are zoche, so then we are zoche to be sealed in the book of tzaddikim, and if not, the opposite book. So the question is asked on the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara, he quotes asa tshuva, then you're put into the book of tzaddikim. Lo asa tshuva, you're put into the book of rishayim. The question is, what's a tzaddik, what's a benoni, what's a rasha, what's a benoni? So we think, Rashi quotes, sounds like Rashi's quoting, tzaddik means more mitzvahs, right? Rasha is more averos, right? Where's the Rashi? Here, tezayin mabez. Rishayim gemurim, rubam avonos, benonim, mechsa al mechsa. So if that's the definition, so why does the Rambam say asa tshuva during Aseres Yemei Tshuva? It should be, if I do more mitzvahs than averos during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I'm a Beinoni on Rosh Hashanah. I have exactly the same amount. So I just got to do more mitzvahs. So why do I have to dafka asa tshuva? I should just be able to do any more mitzvahs. I don't do tshuva, but I do more mitzvahs than averos during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Why shouldn't that tip the scale? That's a question that all the Achronim ask on the Rambam. Some say the pre-Yitzchak, Yitzchak Petterberger, right? One of the great students of the era of Israel Salanter, and a contemporary and a friend of the Beis HaLevi. So Pri Yitzchak says, no, based on the Gemara and the Maseches Yuma, no, the opportunity for tshuva is so great that if you reject the opportunity during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that's going to outweigh all the mitzvahs that you do. The lost opportunity when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes close and you don't do mitzvahs then, that's going to outweigh everything. That's Pri Yitzchak, based on a great Gemara in the end of Yuma. But the Emek Bracha, Rav Parmanchik, Talmud of the Briska Rav and Rav Chaim, says a different shot. He says, no. He says, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, as we know, are the first 10 days of the new year. Right? The year's over. Rosh Hashanah is the new year. So what do you mean doing tshuva for the previous year? The year's over. So you really can't add on anything to the previous year. Right? You ever try to give it stucco check on January 5th? Right? It's too late. Right? You want to give it until the end of the... That's it. It's too late. You can't... Right? So you can't increase... The only thing you could do is tshuva, because tshuva erases averos. from the previous year. That's the only way you could change the previous year's balance sheet. Right, and that's why the Rambam says asa tshuva. If you're equal, that's the only way. You can't just add on, because the adding on, that's for the new year. If you want to help out the previous year, tshuva is the only thing that goes backwards. And that's why he says, the Rambam says asa tshuva. Okay, a lot more, but let's continue. Kana shoal, we change the gear to the Rav. Getting back to our sugya. So, getting back to the halacha of the Mishnah, that if a zar eats truma, then he's visa b'dei shamayim. Kana shal Rav, zar sha'achal truma, amar le, ba'avon mitza. So Rav says, yeah, he's misa b'dei shamayim. Min detzali, but after he davened, he changed his mind. Which, I don't know, does the Gemara tell us this, that to give us a little comfort, that he also was busy thinking about learning while he was davening? I mean, we're thinking about other things when we daven, but this should be the worst. But that's what the Gemara says. You shouldn't be learning be'iyun right before you daven. Or maybe this just means after he davened, you know, he thought about it again. But min detzali, amar le, he says, no, ani Hashem hifsik ha'inyan. No, there's a phrase. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he quotes the psukim. He says that a kohen that eats truma betuma, he gets misa b'dei shamayim. But a zar that eats truma does not get misa. Why? Because the psukim say, umesu bo ki yechaloluhu, and the pasuk before that is talking about a kohen that's eating when the kohen is tamei, and then it says ani Hashem, and then after that it talks about zar lo yochal kodesh. So Rav says, no, zar that eats a truma does not get misa b'dei shamayim. Right? A zar that eats truma only gets malchus, but a kohen tamei who eats truma, he gets misa b'dei shamayim. Continue. Kohen shachal truma b'tuma b'misa. That's what Rav changes mind. Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan argues, no, zar shachal truma b'avon misa. Right? No, a zar that eats truma gets misa b'dei shamayim. Right? That's how we paskin. Also, we'll look at the Rambam at this time. So machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan. A kohen tamei that eats truma gets misa b'dei shamayim. A zar that eats truma, whether tamei or tahar, does not. So, Masisa Mesaila Rabbi Yochanan, the Brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like. The following Brisa. Ochle truma bizarim. If a zar eats truma, it doesn't matter. Tar sha'achal tahar. Vitami sha'achal tamei. Vitar sha'achal tamei. Vitami sha'achal tahar. Bavon misa. It doesn't matter what the person is. It doesn't matter what the truma is. Right? If a zar eats truma, he is chayav misa b'shamayim. That's already the raya. Right? That's the farish. The raya like Rabbi Yochanan. A zar that eats truma. Ochle truma grekohanim. What if a kohen eats truma? Tar shachal tahar kimitzvaso. If he's tar and the truma is tar, that's exactly the mitzvah of eating truma. Right? There is a mitzvah of eating truma. Remember the last Rambam in Hilchos Trumas? The last Rambam. In Hilchos Trumas, the Rambam says there, kala ochal truma mevarech. Birchas oso ma'achal. V'yacharkach mevarech. Asher kedushano b'kdushaso shel aron. V'tzivanu lechal truma. Right, the kohanim should get ready. Right, not just by duchening. You got to say it when you eat truma. The kaki balnu v'ra'inum u'mevarchem afilu b'chalas chutz la'aretz. Shigam achilas kachi agvul ka'avoda. The Rambam says, okay, amazing. But that's the Rambam. The Radvaz says, ha ein achilas truma mitzvah zasei kachilas kachim amay mevarch aleha. He's bothered. He's eating truma like achilas kachim. The Yishlomai says the Radvaz, v'tzivanu sheyochlu ha-truma ha-kohanim v'lo zarim. Sh'adever yadua, shemratza ha-kohen shelo le'echol truma kol yamav v'rushis b'yado, v'lo avar alasei, heichan tziva, elavade kachu, sh'tziva sh'tiyah ha-truma muteres lohem. The mitzvah say that it's only muter for a kohen. Interesting formulation of the Radvaz. Okay, so the Brisa, back to the Brisa. The Brisa says, Tar eats Kohen. Tar that eats Truma, Tar, fine mitzvah. Tar shem achal Tameh, ba'asei. A Tar that eats Truma, that's Tameh, asei. Tameh she'achal Tahar, add in a word, b'misa. A Kohen Tameh that eats Truma, Tahar, is b'misa. V'tameh she'achal Tameh, below sa'asei. End of Brisa. So you see, the Brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan that is zar that eats truma is chayav misa b'dei shamayim. Ma chamis mei martar sha'achal tamei ba'asei. Where's the source? The Gemara just asked. By the way, you brought up this Brisa that a tahar kohen that eats truma temeya violates an asei. So two options. Number one, Amar Rabbi Bar Mamo v'achar yochal min hakadoshim. A tful yom after he's ready to eat, after the sun sets, he eats min hakadoshim. So that word min is a exclusionary word. Umina tahar v'lo mina tameim. Right? You can eat from the tar truma, not from the tami truma. And we know, kolos asei shehu bami, koach asei aseihu. Right? That's a negative that's learned out from yochal min hakadoshim. That's an asei. So los asei, learned out from an asei, is an asei, and that's the first source. Amar Rabbi Avina. Another example from the fact that the Torah says, from every fish that hails, you shall eat. If it doesn't have fins and scales, then I don't eat it. So what do I have to have? A separate losase, where it says, don't eat the fish. Exactly what we just said. Because otherwise, we would have just had a losase that flows from an ase. It's not the same thing as a losase. Begin dechsiv. It's only a losase because the Torah goes out of its way to say an extra losase lashon. Ha'ilu lo haviksiv, if the losase wouldn't have been written, aseyu, then we would just say it's a negative action that's learned out from an ase. Havikol losase shuba mikoach ase, aseyu. Right, so that is an ase. So that's another example the Gemara gives. But that is all, this is all. Source number one, how do you know that if a Kohen, Tahar, eats Truma Temeya, he violates an ase? This was option one. We are up to option two. We'll have to stop here before Rabbi Yassa. Option two, what is the source for a Kohen Tahar that eats Truma Temeya? He violates an ase. We'll get to that next time. Maybe we'll start off with something about fish, and then we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.